Hundreds of thousands remain in Uganda's refugee camps. The government tries to sweep an assault on a beaten pastor in India under the rug, and a ministry teaches young people about the greatest gift at Christmas. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Over 190,000 people live in refugee camps in northern Uganda, 3 years after the government launched a resettlement program. Every Child Ministries' John Rouster says,
"It's a slow process. They're not enforcing the time frame, but I believe they would like to see the people in the IDP camps out of there as soon as possible.
Often nothing left for refugees to go home to.
Many of the women, their husbands have been killed or captured and taken away. Like one woman said, I have four children. I have to work full-time just to feed these children. How can I build a hut?"
ECM has a missionary working in the northern Tago IDP camp.
She is helping women there resettle that don't have husbands in that. And then she's also working with children in this area that Every Child Ministries has developed a sponsorship project.
She's not only helping to rebuild lives, she's also offering the hope of Jesus Christ. You can help. Our website will point the way. Meanwhile, police in Karnataka, India, are pressuring a church pastor to drop charges against the militant Hindus who put him in the hospital last month. Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India says Pastor Anil is now recovering at home. The Children's Bible Club he established as part of his church planning work is still meeting, though some parents are fearful of ongoing violence. Continue to pray for the situation as the police are sympathetic to the extremists. You're listening to Mission Network News. A week from today, more than 20,000 students will be gathering in the United States for InterVarsity Christian Fellowships Urbana 09. Urbana will also attract dozens of mission organizations like Wycliffe Bible Translators. Wycliffe's Ruth Hubbard will be there.
Here's an opportunity for us to connect with thousands of students who have been on a journey to learn to love God and His Word and His people. And it's a great opportunity for us to come alongside those students in that journey.
Wycliffe's goal is to start Bible translation in the remaining languages by 2025. Hubbard hopes Urbana will help young people get passionate about it through prayer.
We'll have a wall, and on that wall a list of a little over 1,000 of the language communities where language work hasn't even started yet. We've created a mural that they'll come and they'll add their prayers to it. The work of Bible translation really starts in a language community when someone begins to pray for that community.
There's still time to register. We'll connect you at missionnetworknews.org. Meanwhile, residents of a home for those with developmental disabilities turn their Christmas party into an opportunity to serve. Tracy Lackey of Shepherd's Ministry says 23 people bought and wrapped Christmas gifts for the homeless at Milwaukee Rescue Mission.
We have several hundreds of people that come to our ministry to minister to us, and that's wonderful. And they are people all have needs, but yet God still has created them to be able to serve. And so I wanted a chance to be able to have them serve to see what they can do for others.
The project was an eye-opener for some who hadn't realized that there are people in Wisconsin who have no homes.
It made them realize how they can give back, and I've had several ask if we can do it again next year.
Pray God will continue using the people of Shepherds to share the gospel and minister to the needs of others. And a t-shirt will help children around the world. Benjamin Bartlett, the owner of SIK, Shirts Influencing Kindness, is donating $2 to Cure International for every t-shirt he sells. Bartlett knows disability firsthand as he was born with arthrogryposis, a joint condition limiting mobility in his hands. Since his surgeries were paid for by a benefactor, he wants to return the favor. So he's helping support Cure International as they provide free surgeries and the gospel to kids around the world. Mission Network News is the daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. WorldServe is offering the free devotional called Joy Over the Moon, a compilation of stories about the underground church in China. If you'd like to receive a copy, call 1-800-995-4828. This book will help you understand the challenges facing the underground church in China. Time's running out. You can also request your copy at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.